Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. And let me tell you a little bit about Nothing But Good News Radio. In this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. My principles are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the foundation and the basis for our Nothing But Good News magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that we deliver. I'm dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increased demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I'm so excited about today's show and today's guest. And before we say hello to our guest, I want to share with you today's G-Note. Now, most of you know what a G-Note is. It's what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single morning. Now, today's G-Note is a quote from Brian Tracy, and it says, "Dear friend, all successful people, men and women, are big dreamers. They imagine what their future could be, ideal in every respect, and they work every day toward their distant vision, that goal or purpose." And all week long, we've been sharing quotes from Brian Tracy because today's guest is the one and only Brian Tracy himself. So let me tell you a little bit about Brian. He is one of the world's foremost thought leaders on personal and business success. And in the past 30 years, he's consulted for more than 1,000 companies and spoken to over 5 million people worldwide on the subjects of personal and professional development. He's traveled the world in over 80 countries and speaks 4 languages. He's the top-selling author of over 50 books that have been translated into dozens of languages. He's written and produced more than 500 audio and video learning programs, including the worldwide best-selling Psychology of Achievement, and has recently launched an online business training program for small to medium-sized business owners called Business Growth Strategies. So what I'd like to do is welcome Brian Tracy to Nothing But Good News Radio. Brian, are you there?
I'm in. How are you?
You know, I'm so good, and I'm so happy to have you here. I will tell you, I've been doing the show for about 8 years, and what's interesting is announcing to my lists and the people that listen to the show that you were going to be on the show, Brian. I will tell you, the buzz is extraordinary. I know you know your reach, and I know you know the lives that you have impacted. So I'm so glad that I could bring you and some of your wisdom to the listening audience. So I thank you in advance.
Thanks, Candy Jean. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Now, you have had and are still having an amazing career as an author, speaker, consultant, and so much more. What do you attribute your great success to?
Well, if you want to take a macrocosmic look, Albert Einstein was once asked, "What is the purpose of human life?" And he stopped and he said, "Well, it must be to serve others. What other purpose could there be?" And that's a wonderful, profound instinct. So when I started off my life, I didn't graduate from high school. I worked at laboring jobs for several years. I stumbled into sales, and I was broke all the time. I could tell you within a dollar how much money I had in my pocket until I was 25 years old. And then I began asking, why is it that some people are more successful than others? And I began asking people and reading books and listening to audio programs and going to seminars. And what I found was that success is highly predictable. Is that if you do what other successful people do over and over again, you soon get the same results. And that just astonished me. I couldn't believe it because I felt lost and struggling. And I find that most people start with nothing and then they struggle. 80% of people worry about money all their lives. They never get out of debt. They never get ahead. And why is this? And what I began to find out is that if you do what successful people do, you soon get the same results. And if you don't, you don't. And nature is quite neutral. It doesn't matter if you're tall or short or black or white or a new immigrant or you came over with the pilgrims. It doesn't matter. Nature doesn't care. Nature just says if you do what other successful people do in sales, management, business development, then you'll be successful. And so I just, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. I became a voracious student of success principles and ideas. And then as I used them in my own life and they worked and my income went up and my life changed, I turned around and I wanted to share them with other people. I wanted to serve other people. I wanted to help other people. We say, look, if you do this, you can get ahead far faster than if you don't. And wonderfully enough, hundreds of thousands, now millions of people have grabbed that ball and ran with it. And some of them have accomplished extraordinary things with their lives.
And it's interesting. You decided to take this and share this with other people and to teach other folks to become successful. And in those early years when you decided to become a speaker, what was the personal development industry like then?
Well, I didn't even know. I decided one day, I'd been to several seminars. Most of them were poor. Most of them were almost taking advantage of people who are hungry to learn and grow. But there was very little content. And one day I said, you know, I could do better than this. And I learned later, by the way, that many people start a business because they're frustrated with what's out there, and they say, I could do better. So I could do better than this, so I put together a two-day seminar. I didn't know that in professional speaking, you started off with a 20-minute talk that you gave to service clubs, and if it was really popular, you expanded it to 30, 40, 60 minutes, maybe 90 minutes, maybe half a day over time. I started off with 2 days, basically 16 hours of seminar. Then I went out and began to sell it, and I probably lost everything. One of my observations was that when I started my seminar business or speaking business, I learned how to sell again. I sold my house, I sold my car, I sold my furniture, I sold everything I owned to feed my habits. But gradually, because the material was so good, it started to turn around. It started to turn around. And so when I started off, there was a very limited personal development industry, and it was just really getting going in the early 80s.
And so what do you think of the personal development industry today? And you know what? I'm not going to let you answer that question for just a few seconds, because I know we're going to head off to a break in just a few minutes. And I know that's a big question. And so I want you to think about, personal development, where it's going to today. And I want your opinion on that. And again, this is Candy G. This is Nothing But Good News Radio here with Brian Tracy today. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have a full packed, wonderful hour. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G, with Brian Tracy. You know, Brian, before we went to commercial break, I was asking you what you were thinking about the personal development industry today, and where do you think it's headed?
Well, the personal development industry is aimed at a particular type of person. And the very best word I can use to describe that person is the word hungry. It's aimed at hungry people. I've spoken for 1,000 companies and 10,000 small businesses, but I find that large companies with big company attitudes aren't really that interested in personal development. They think they know it all. The people who are really interested in personal development are those who are hungry. They're ambitious. They're entrepreneurs and salespeople and business owners. They're people coming up and struggling to come up, and they recognize there's a direct relationship between learning and practicing good ideas and moving up faster. So you're finding that more and more people today are becoming more and more interested in how they can learn ideas that can accelerate their progress toward their goals. So it's getting bigger and bigger and better and better. It's reckoned to be about $100 billion a year industry already.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really amazing. What do you think, when you talk to folks that are hungry, what do you think is one of the biggest things that you can share with folks to really create extraordinary success?
Well, the simplest thing to understand is that success principles are simple. There's nothing complicated about them. They're not rocket science. They just require discipline and determination and follow-through to do them every day. For example, I give a very simple example for salespeople. I say, do you want to double your income? And they say, yes. I say, well, all of your income today is determined by how many minutes you spend face-to-face with prospective customers. So if you want to double your income, double the number of minutes that you spend face-to-face with customers. Manage your time more efficiently, cluster your calls, start earlier, work more intensely, double the number of minutes, and you'll double your income. And I've given this advice to individuals and to large organizations, and they've been absolutely astonished that every one of them within 30 days doubled their income by simply focusing on that one simple thing, double the minutes of FaceTime. So those are the kind of principles that I teach. And the principles don't require a degree from college. All they require is clarity and execution, and you get a results immediately.
Well, I think it's so important. And when you talk about FaceTime and doubling the minutes, and a lot of folks will be busy practicing what it is that they need to do instead of being out there and actually doing the FaceTime. So I think that's extraordinary and wonderful, wonderful message and wisdom. Brian.
Yes.
You had a little bit. We've got some South Florida weather going on here, and so we lost it for a few seconds there. But you've been doing this for decades. What is it about your message that remains so consistently relevant?
Well, I was talking to one of my clients. I do telephone coaching for business owners. I talked to one of my clients this morning, and he said that he spent over $300,000 in the last couple of years going to seminars and workshops to try to expand his business and personal knowledge. He said, the one thing about you, in comparison with all of the other programs that he's been to, is everything you teach is immediately applicable. It's immediately actionable. You can really take it and use it and get a better result that minute. It's not something that takes 3 or 6 months or a year or long, intensive thought and planning. It's you just take it and do it. And so I think that is the reason that I have been so successful. If I've been successful, it's because people more and more all over the world just look upon my teachings as immediately actionable as opposed to others. I just came back from speaking for 3 days to large audiences in London and then an even larger audience in Vienna 2 times last Saturday. And 2 weeks before that, I was in Warsaw, Poland.
Wow.
For the entire week speaking to thousands of people. And speaking to basically the largest public seminars ever held in Poland. And they come from all over the country. And the reason is because they know that if they come and spend that time with me, they're going to learn practical things that more than justify the time and travel of the trip. And that's my goal, is to make sure that I deliver on that promise.
And, you know, and you talk about folks that are hungry, and I've noticed that I've spoken in other countries, and I've noticed, I was speaking once in London, and the event started at 9 in the morning, and I was there with Les Brown. Les and I were doing an event together.
Yes.
And we, the event was supposed to start at 9. People were lining up at 7 in the morning.
Yes.
And then as maybe there were 700 people there, before the end of the day, we had almost doubled. People were calling. Everyone they knew said, you have to come here. You have to come here. And I noticed that there in some countries, and I've certainly not spoken in all of the countries you have, but I have spoken in other countries, and people are so hungry for information.
Yes.
And yes, and you find the same thing when you're out there, yes.
Yeah, and they... And the thing is, in America, the United States actually invented personal development.
Really?
See, personal development requires, first of all, a high level of self-responsibility.
Right.
A person has to take responsibility for their own life. Self-reliance, mm-hmm. a personal initiative. These are all qualities that are almost genetically built into the American character. They don't have them anywhere else in the world. Virtually all, I'd say 90% or more of all the books and articles on personal and professional development in the world come from the U.S. and are translated into foreign languages.
That's and that's really, really incredible. We have access to so much here. This is such an amazing country that we live in. You know, when I take a look at your success, and you talk about you were a laborer and you didn't finish high school and all of the hard things that you went through, was there, in those early years, was there ever a time when you weren't sure that you were going to make it?
No, never. It's never occurred to me. And I've had ups and downs and collapses and huge losses and mistakes and everything else. But never once has it ever occurred to me not to continue pushing forward. And I learned later that in studies of leaders, they never use the word failure. It's not in their vocabulary. They instead use the word learning experience, valuable lesson, very insightful experience, very painful experience. But they never use the word failure. It never dawns on leaders that they'll ever fail. They'll just simply have temporary setbacks, which go with the territory. It's sort of like going out to travel from point A to point B in your car and running into a traffic jam. Nobody says, oh, traffic jam, I'm going to go home.
Right.
Turn around and go home. No.
Right.
Leaders never think about going home. You know the wonderful expression, failure is not an option?
Right.
So that becomes the operating mantra of men and women who achieve greatly. In fact, every single study that has been shown shows that the ultimate quality that guarantees success is persistence. Everybody has the ability maybe to start off, but only those top people have the ability to never quit. And if you never quit, then nothing can really stop you from ultimately succeeding.
That's awesome. And for me, I don't use the word failure either. I use ultimate alternate outcomes. I just got an alternate outcome is what happened for me. So is there ever a time where fear has ever played a part for you? And if so, how do you handle or manage fear?
Well, I've studied fear for 30, 40 years. As a matter of fact, as a young man, I really spent a lot of time thinking about fear. And I realized then at an early age and much before my psychological studies, is that fear is really the greatest obstacle to success. And I finally read something from Mark Twain, which changed my life. He said, courage is not absence of fear or lack of fear. He said, courage is mastery of fear, control of fear. And then I realized that everybody is afraid, and the only difference between people who are courageous and people who are not is the courageous person faces the fear and does it anyway. The courageous person confronts the fear. Glenn Ford, the actor, once said, if you do not do the thing you fear, then the fear controls your life. And I thought, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? I spent years and years studying it. And what I find is that you can actually develop the habit of courage by behaving courageously when it's required, by consciously and deliberately doing the thing that you are uneasy or tense about, whether it's calling on new customers or cold calling, whether it's confronting a difficult boss or a difficult relationship. Whatever it is, when you turn toward it and deal with it, the fear goes away. And eventually you reach the point where you have a conditioned response. You always face your fears. So your fears actually become smaller and smaller. They never go away. You're always afraid of losing money or embarrassment or something else. But you get them to the point where they're completely manageable. And at that point, your career takes off.
You know, and speaking of career taking off, when did you know? When did you sit back and say, wow, I really am on my way to extraordinary success, or I've arrived? When did you know?
Well, you know, we say success is a marathon, not a sprint. And
yes.
When I first started speaking, I'd been speaking about 2 or 3 years, and then a very wise woman said, you know, it takes 7 years to be successful in speaking. And you have to be prepared to put in 7 years if you want to be a successful speaker. And I studied this subject at great length, the whole subject, what is called mastery. Malcolm Gladwell wrote a book last year called Outliers. And if you look at that, what he says, based on research I did 25 years ago, is that it takes about 7 years or 10,000 hours of hard work to achieve mastery in any field. 7 years, 10,000 hours. Deloitte and Touche did a study of 30,000 businesses over time, and what they found was that it takes 2 years to break even in a new business, two more years to break into profit territory, where you pay back everything that you borrowed in the first 2 years, and three more years to achieve success in a business. Two, two, and three. 7 years, 10,000 hours. Over and over again, these numbers keep coming back based on exhaustive research. So when I started off and I heard that, it's going to take you 7 years, and I'd been speaking for three, I said, no darn way, not, absolutely not. I'm going to break the record. It's not going to take me that long. You know something? It took 7 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Going through the woods, it took 7 years to break out into the clearing.
Well, you know, we got some music and some sound going on in the background, so we're going to head off to another commercial break. We're going to be back in 2 minutes, and we're going to fix that noise. We'll be right back.
Jet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerjet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6559 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerjet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerjet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Candy G, we love the
Candy. Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is Candy G, your host, with our special guest, Brian Tracy. You know, Brian, one of the things that I want to talk about is one of the ways that you and I are connected is that we are both cast members in the upcoming movie, The Journey. I'm so proud to say that I have a part of this project with some additional, really incredible cast members. What was it about this project that really compelled you to be a part?
Well, the thing I like about the Journey is that it really talks about how people achieve success and how a single person with the proper guidance from a single mentor or coach, if you like, over time can achieve extraordinary things. And over again, you'll find that one of the turning points in the success, the life of success of any person is meeting other people who give them guidance based on knowledge, wisdom, and experience. So that's what The Journey does. The Journey that takes you step by step from wherever you are, and it shows you how you can make dramatic positive changes in your life and really make your life worthwhile, really accomplish wonderful things.
You know, in this movie, you had more than just a mentoring role. You had a bona fide acting role. How was that for you?
Well, acting for me is a little bit like speaking, and I believe that success in speaking is 90% preparation. So I did enormous preparation for each one of the parts that I had, mm-hmm. the multiple parts, but an enormous amount of preparation for those parts. And so then actually shooting the parts almost spontaneously was not difficult. It took time, but it wasn't difficult because of the preparation. You know, if you want to talk about success, just moving off the movie, is one of the reasons why people underachieve and fail is because they won't do the homework, is they won't do the preparation. They look for ways to shortcut and do the very least possible. And as a result, when they actually do the work, it's poor, and they make mistakes, and people shrug their shoulders, and they're never promoted, and they're the last ones laid off, and it never occurred to them that they hold the secret to success in their hands. Just do your homework. Do your homework exhaustively so that when you get your chance, you're ready.
And, you know, I so agree with you, and so well said. And in talking about this movie, The Journey, and oh, by the way, anybody that's interested in seeing a trailer of the movie, they can go to thejourneymovie.net or just go to my website, kandeeg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and you can click right on there and you can see the trailer. But what I want to ask you, Brian, is how do you feel that this film is different from others that you've seen done as a real-life learning film?
Well, I've been in a couple of other films. If someone asks me to appear in a film to help other people, to serve other people, then I will do it. I've been in other films, but the problem is the thinking that goes into the direction. There was an interesting discussion with Walt Disney when he made the movie Fantasia many years ago. If you've seen Fantasia, it's quite a remarkable piece of movie, and it's several of the best pieces of music ever written, done in cartoon form, and yet it failed at the box office, although it's an extraordinary production. And they asked Walt Disney, why did it fail? And he said, we examined that with great care, and what we found was that it didn't have a heart. It had a series of fragmented pieces, each were beautiful, but it had no heart to tie it all together. He said, we resolved at that time we would never again make a movie that didn't have a heart. And the subsequent movies were Fantasia and Little Tramp and all those other movies. The thing with most movies that are put together quickly with a whole bunch of speakers who are interviewed in, is that they're sort of like a whole bunch of marbles rattling around in a box, but there's no heart. And The Journey has a heart. The Journey has a beginning, an opening, and a development, step by step, illustrating each point, and it comes to a wonderful conclusion that leaves a person in a different place. And that's the key difference.
What do you, when you take a, and I feel the same way you do. I was very, really impressed with Don and Melinda Boyer and Letitia Wright in producing and directing, and the things that I saw when I, you know, and I wasn't, obviously didn't spend as much time with them as you did, but I was really impressed with them, and it was the same thing for me. I just felt there was so much sincerity, so much real intention for doing something that would make a difference and really grab folks. So with that, I would like to know what you envision for this film and why should people really pay attention to it when it's released in December?
Well, you know, you have to be very honest and realistic. 9 out of 10 films, songs, books, excuse me, productions of any kind fail to hit the market just because the market is overwhelmed. I just learned from one of my publishers that last year, they published 590,000 books in America. 590,000. Everybody who writes a book, including yourself, has a dream that the book will become a bestseller. And everybody hopes that it will, and every so often a first book does. And that, of course, sort of fuels the fire and keeps authors writing and so on. But imagine 590,000 books being published in a single year. And this year, 590,000 more. And
that's amazing.
Doesn't even talk about the books being published in other languages. So with movies and films, you'll find the 80-20 rule works. 80% of them fail to repay the cost, 15% break even, 5% make money, 1% make a lot of money. And so what you do when you produce a film is you have to have courage, you have to have vision, you have to have daring, you have to have insight, and you have to be willing to go all in and produce the very, very best film you possibly can and hope, like starting a lawnmower engine, that hope that it gets legs, that it starts, that people start to watch it and they like it and they pass it on. The interesting thing about anything, book, movie, restaurant, is it depends solely on word of mouth. Is people have to say, I saw it and it's good, you should watch it. And if you can get that word of mouth, and there's, without naming any names, there's some films that have been extraordinarily successful by very artfully generating good word of mouth. The Blair Witch Project was a perfect example. It was made with handheld cameras. It was a terrible piece of movie making. They generated such incredible wealth. They spent $31,000 making it and generated $100 million all through buzz.
Yeah, that's really incredible. Well, I certainly want to do my part and help create the buzz. So, and again, one of the reasons that I'm very excited about this film is that it has a storyline. Instead of just, like you said, marbles rolling around in a box, just people talking or talking heads, if you will, but that it really has a storyline, which I just think is really a great way to really capture the attention and really capture an audience. So it's just going to be so excited to see it completed and finished. You know, so I want to shift the focus to issues of today's audiences, and I want to know what you feel currently is the biggest thing that holds people back from their own success.
Well, we have, if you want to take it macrocosmically, I'm an intense student for 30, 40 years of politics, economics, and history. And what happens throughout history, going back to 26 civilizations, is all these civilizations go through cycles. One of the cycles they go through, start with poverty, they go through the frontier stage, they go through innovation, creativity, growth, and then they go through wealth, and from wealth they go to entitlement, and from entitlement they go to decline. And so what has happened with every civilization, including the American civilization, is we've gone and we're in now the age of entitlement. Is everybody feels that they're entitled to a fat life, whether they work or not. And that was true maybe one generation ago, but about 1970, it stopped. Now, because of the incredible onrushing momentum of the size of the U.S. economy, it's taken about three or four decades for it to reach the point where we're today. The United States is $107 trillion in debt in terms of Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, on and on and on and on. We owe more money than we can ever pay. And it's all been based on politicians telling the public that we can give you free money that you won't have to pay for and that your kids will pay for. So don't worry about it. And everybody likes to hear that. I mean, I can have hundreds of millions of dollars and trillions of dollars of free money and I can retire and live fat and happy for 20 or 30 years and I won't have to work? Yep, absolutely. Just vote for me and I'll make sure it gets through, right up until today's current politics. And so people who are weak-minded, who believe it is possible to have something for nothing at the expense of someone else, always raise their hand. I'll take it. Human beings love free things. And if you offer them free things, they'll vote for you, at least unless they're honest and they realize that anything you're going to take away from, give me, you're going to have to take away from me first. So they take it out of one pocket into the other. So what we have in America today is we've gone through a major threshold. Up until a few years ago, it was possible for you to start a business, work hard, become successful, and it's still very possible, but today you're going to have to work harder than you ever imagined possible because there are three words that determine your success, and they are competition, competition, competition. Local, statewide, national, international, the competition today is fiercer and more determined than it's ever been in human history except for tomorrow and for the rest of your life. So if you really don't want to summarize it, yes, you can achieve a great life, but you're going to have to work longer and smarter and harder today than you ever dreamed, or you haven't got a chance. And unfortunately, after an age of entitlement, several decades of entitlement after World War II, the great majority of Americans are lazy. It's a hard thing to say, but they are lazy, very lazy, and bone lazy. 80% of the population is coasting. And the great tragedy with coasting, Candy, is you can only do it one direction. And that's the problem. Most people are coasting, and so they're reaching out desperately for politicians who will save them from having to work hard by just giving them free money. And that's the challenge we have today.
What is the next part of that cycle? I mean,
cycle is to realize that in every single economy, in every single time in history, there are a few people. They're one of the names is called the remnant. They're the few people who realize there's no such thing as something for nothing. If you want to be successful, you're going to have to work hard to get it. You're going to have to be honest. You have to build a good reputation. You'll have to do good work. You'll have to produce good products and services. You'll have to help and serve other people better than your competitors. And they realize that. And fortunately, the very best brains in America, the very best men and women in America, accept that unequivocally, and they work on it every day.
So do you feel? So I guess what I'm hearing you say is that do you feel creating wealth is much harder today?
Yes. It's harder. It's more possible, but it's harder because the competition is fiercer. You know, when they make a movie that says, no names need to be mentioned, but then make a movie It says all you have to roll your eyeballs and think happy thoughts and visualize, and money will kind of pour into your mailbox. This is completely dishonest. Because, and I've written on this extensively, basically, for someone to give you money in competition with other people who want the same money, you have to offer them something. There has to be a good reason. If you say, I want your money, I want to be rich and healthy and have all these wonderful things, you say, well, yes, but why should I give you my money? Why, as a consumer, why should I give you my money? What are you going to give me that is so superior that it's better than anything else that anybody else could possibly give me at this time? And that's never talked about. People just kind of avert their eyes and look away and look down. The fact of the matter is that if you are not determined to be excellent at what you do and offer a great product or service in a competitive market, then you have no chance. Not a little chance, you have no chance. But the flip side is that if you are prepared to work hard and to become good at what you do and to offer a good product or service, then you have unlimited possibilities.
And I think that's such a great thing to share with a listening audience. And one of the things that I love is your no-nonsense attitude of you have no chance, that you have to get out there and that you have to work hard. One of the things that I know personally, I've been in the speaking industry for about 12 years, and I've worked hard, but also I've worked hard at my craft. I've had acting coaches, and I've, like you, I'm a voracious studier. I read every single day. I love the Kindle. It's the most amazing thing because, boom, I can get a book in a minute. And there are a lot of folks in the speaking industry that I know will just grab a microphone and say, I'm a speaker, and are unwilling to do what you said, which is to study hard and to work hard and do the things that we need to do to really make it work. So I love your no-nonsense attitude. And I know you're not just talking about the speaking industry. I know you're talking about most industries. Hey, listen, you hear that music? That means we're heading off to another commercial break. We're going to be right back in 2 minutes with Brian Tracy. We'll be right back.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, with my very special guest, Brian Tracy. Now, before I get back to Brian, I just want to ask you, have you seen your copy of Nothing But Good News magazine? Well, just go to my website, candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and right on the front page, you can click and open the most recent issue of Nothing But Good News magazine. We've got a lot of great stuff in there, a lot of stories, and a lot of great advertisers, so go get your copy today. You know, Brian, I want to ask you, you know, we're talking about working hard and we're talking about doing the things that we need to do to really create success. And when I talk about success, more than just wealth, but really having a rounded, balanced life. I want to know, is there any new information that you've learned recently, being the voracious studier that you are, that you feel is essential for folks to know and understand today?
Well, there's an interesting discovery that says that basically there are about 5 to 7 key result areas in any job, 5 to 7 key things that you absolutely have to do well to do the overall job well. And what the discovery is that your weakest key skill, your weakest important skill, sets the height of your income. It also sets the height of your success. It largely determines the course of your career. And this is based on about 10 years of research, and it's an incredible insight. It means that, let us say you're in sales, and you're good at most things, but you're not very good at prospecting. That will determine how much you earn. It'll determine the house you live in, the car you drive, the restaurants you eat at, the clothes you wear, and the standard of living you provide for yourself and your family will be determined by your weakest skill. What this means, flip side, is that by working on and bringing yourself up in your weakest skill area, you can have a more important impact on your income than any other thing you can do. In other words, if prospecting is holding you back, by working single-mindedly on prospecting to become really, really good at it, you can double and triple your income, because then you can use all your other skills at a higher level.
What great information to share, because what most folks will do is they will avoid that thing that they're not good at, instead of saying, I'm going to take this thing that I know that I'm not good at, and I'm going to improve myself in that area. So I love that. That's a great, great, great information.
The other thing is this, Candy, is that all business skills are learnable. All sales skills are learnable. All money-making skills are learnable. They're like mechanical skills. If you can drive a car or ride a bicycle or use a modern cell phone, you can learn any business skill. And many people say, well, I'm not good at prospecting, or I'm not good at speaking, or I'm not good at time management. Well, these are just learnable skills. They're just laying there. All you have to do is bend over and pick them up. The worst thing in the world would be for you to be held back in using your full potential by not knowing a learnable skill. It's just sitting there. It's on a bookshelf. It's in an audio program. It's in a course. And how do you learn a skill? Same way you learn anything. You just learn and practice until you master it. And so people shouldn't say, well, I'm not very good at this or not very good at that. It's just simply a skill. And the skills, all skills are learnable. Everybody who can do them today at one time could not do them at all. And if what others, hundreds of thousands and millions of others have learned to do, you can learn to do as well. And I work with Fortune 500 companies, and they'll take people out of college, university, they'll hire brand new people who have never sold anything in their lives. And they'll take them and they'll walk them through a professional sales development program. At the end of it, they will come out and they'll go out and sell millions of dollars worth of stuff all over the country all year long. People have never sold anything. And this is one of the things that turned me around many years ago is, good grief, I can learn this stuff. Anybody can learn this stuff. This is basic stuff. And you go out and learn it, and you keep identifying the one skill that can help you the most at this time. And you don't try to learn everything at once. You just focus on a single skill, one skill that can help you, and just work on that all day, every day, until you master it. And it doesn't really take that long.
Well, and I know what you're saying is so the truth. I mean, I myself, you know, we all have a story, and I've been on my own since I was 17 years old. 18 years ago, through a series of circumstances, I'd lost everything that I'd built, and I was left a broke, homeless, single mother. And I did exactly that. I learned what I needed to learn every step of the way, but also, like you, I'm a voracious learner. I take the time, and also I'll accept the responsibility to take the time to do what it is that I need to do to learn what I need to learn. And things just keep growing and expanding and growing and expanding. I take a look at what I've created in the last 18 years, and I sit back and I go, wow. But I also, when I hear you talk, Brian, I go, wow, that's exactly what I did, is I took one thing and learned it, one thing and learned it, and applied it. absolutely applied it. Now, I know that, and take a look at that application piece, and why is it so hard for folks to apply, not only to apply, but to take the, you know, what is it keeps folks from learning the things that they need to learn? And I'm going to go back to the personal development industry where the statistics of folks that actually use the books and listen to the tapes and the things that they buy are very, very low. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there are three things that hold people back, three major factors. First factor is the comfort zone. People get into a comfort zone, and they become comfortable in a particular way of doing things, particular way of living, particular lifestyle. And, you know, sometimes I use an example. People come into a seminar and sit down, and then there's a break. If they come back to their seat, now, they've never been in this room before. They've never sat in that chair before. If they come back to their seat and somebody has sat down in that seat, they feel completely miffed. I mean, they feel irritated, put off, mad. They stand there. Even though it's a public, you know, it's like a theater or a public audience, is anybody can sit wherever they like. They fell into their comfort zone in one session. And now they're really uncomfortable if they can't sit back in that chair. The same way we use the same toothpaste, drive the same way to work, say the same things, react to people the same way. The comfort zone becomes a trap. It becomes a rut. And people are very, very reluctant to move out of the comfort zone. That's why you can tell people that they, by doing such and such a thing, they'll be much better off. And they'll agree with you. And they don't disagree, but they cannot get themselves to take the first step. That's why one of the things I emphasize over and over again is the hardest step is the first step, which moves you out of the comfort zone. After that, you seem to develop a natural momentum. Taking the first step is very hard. I mean, 90% of all books that are purchased are never opened. And of the books that are opened, 90% are never read past the first chapter. Why? Is people buy the books and they mean to read them. I mean, you have books at home that you mean to read. You're going to read them. Sometimes you restack them and that makes you feel better. Or you reshelf them or something like that. You never open them, but you mean to. But you're so busy doing 100 other things. Now, the second factor that holds people back is what is called learned helplessness.
And you know what I want to do? I want to take that concept of learned helplessness, and I want you to hold that until after this last commercial break. And so we're going to be right back in 2 minutes, and we're going to learn about learned helplessness. We'll be right back.
Are you shipping electronics, hazardous material, live animals, or household goods? At Amerijet, we welcome all your business. We carry it all. Ship your goods direct with Amerijet, and you know you're getting the best price and the most reliable service. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights to the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, and South America. Local offices and staff in every country. Call 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs, until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is Candy G with special guest Brian Tracy. And Brian, before we went to commercial break, you were referencing learned helplessness. What is that?
Well, when things go wrong for people, they feel stunned emotionally and they feel helpless. They feel they can't change things. They lose a job, lose their money, lose a relationship. And they start to say, oh, what the heck? What's the use? And this leads to feelings of failure, feelings of inadequacy, feelings of inferiority, and they kind of give up. And the great majority of people, as a result of previous experiences, have bad experiences and they just give up. They say, oh, what the heck? What's the use of trying? Now, we come back to personal development. Why is it that people engage in personal development? It's because they are active agents. They believe that they can change their lives for the better by doing things. And so they reach out, books, tapes, courses, seminars, coaching, and so on. The great majority of people don't because they don't believe that anything they do is going to make any difference. And so learned helplessness is a major, major problem. It really underlies much of the apathy, indifference, mediocre performance of most people. The third thing that holds people back, comfort zone, learned helplessness, is maybe the worst of all. I call it the path of least resistance. This is where people are always looking for fast, easy ways to get the things they want. They're always looking for shortcuts. They want to get rich quick, easy. They want to lose weight fast. They want to make a lot of money without any effort and so on. And there's always someone who will come along and take these suckers for a ride. They'll offer them, you know, you look at your email, lose your internet, lose 30 pounds in 30 days, learn a language in 10 days. Now, anybody who's got half a brain, and I speak languages, knows that it takes about 1,000 hours of study to learn a language with some level of fluency. Learn a language in 10 days is just a joke. But people say, there's a shortcut. And so they buy the program. In most cases, they never open it. It sits there, and they say, if ever I want to learn a language, there it is. I'm just going to learn it in 10 days. And they never send it back during the guarantee period. The path of least resistance is the great killer in our society. Everybody's looking for a fast, easy way to get the things they want.
Yeah, I hear that. And it does take hard work. And so it's back to that, conversation that we were having earlier in the show about just folks just genuinely, I don't like to use the word lazy, but maybe I should. And just people don't want to work hard. And that's where the gifts are, really, in working hard. I know that. I've worked hard my whole life, and I continue to work hard. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to take a few moments, because we have about 5 minutes left of the show, and I'd like to swing the focus back to you for just a second and ask you how you're feeling, because I've had a lot of folks, knowing you're coming on the show today, have emailed, they've Facebooked, they've sent me messages saying, how is Brian feeling? And I, for one, have been quite inspired by your attitude about your health. I've read your blogs, and I commend you for that, and we all just want to know how you're feeling.
I'm feeling great. Thank you very much. I have a very positive attitude. For those people who are wondering what we're talking about 2 months ago, I was diagnosed with throat cancer. And so I began the course of treatment, chemotherapy, and whole biopsy, surgery, so on. And I'm feeling very good. I spoke in Europe for 2 full weeks this last month in the middle of chemo. And wow. Chemo is supposed to really tire you out, and it often does. But I've managed to be positive, optimistic, keep going, follow the best advice, eat the right foods, get lots of rest. And so I look upon my cancer, not all cancer, I look upon my cancer as a major inconvenience or stumbling block on the road of life that you have to get over and pick yourself up from and just get on with living.
There you go. Good for you. I mean, congratulations for that attitude. And it is that in itself is an inspiration. So, Brian, I want to know, is there anything that the listening audience may not know about Brian Tracy that you would love for them to know?
Well, I'm starting to think of an answer to that question. And the answer is, people ask me what I do for a living. Of course, you know, I do lots of things. But I finally realized that I've raised my 4 children to be happy and healthy and positive and self-confident, and that everything else is a support activity. And so I look upon how successful I am in life by looking at how successful my marriage is and how happy my children are. And in the final analysis, my kids are great. They're all growing up now. The youngest is 18, the oldest is 30, and they're positive, and they're happy, and they're confident, and they're optimistic, and they're just great, great kids. And I think, well, that's the most important thing of all. Everything else will pass. All the money and the books and the royalties and all that stuff, that will all pass, but doing a great job raising your children, I think, is the most important thing of all.
Yeah, I'm with you there. There's a place where, as I said 18 years ago, I was a single parent, and I have a beautiful young daughter who's 17 and a half and just finished her first year of college. So you can hear me gushing. She's an amazing young lady. And at the end of the day, I feel the same way as you do. I have an opportunity in this life to do some really great, wonderful things, make a difference. I've remarried to a remarkable guy, but watching our children collectively be happy and grow is a remarkable thing. So thank you for sharing that about you, Brian. I love to know that. Is there, we've got 2 minutes till the end of the show. What would you like to leave the listening audience and myself with?
Well, H.L. Hunt, who was the richest oil, self-made oil, multi-billionaire in the world, was once asked, what are the keys to his success? And he said, there's only three things necessary to be successful. And this had a major impact on me when I learned. He said, number one, he said, decide exactly what you want. This will separate you from 90% of the population who really have no idea. Be very clear about what you want. He said, number two, determine the price that you're going to have to pay to get it. Because everything you want in life has a price. He said, and number three, resolve to pay that price and continue paying the price until you get what it is you want. Now, one last addition to that is that the price of success has to be paid in full in advance. You don't get to eat at like a restaurant where you pay the bill afterwards. Is you have to pay the price of success in full in advance. And you can always tell how much of the price of success you have already paid by looking around you at your current standard of living. Your current standard of living is a mirror image reflection of how much price you've paid. And wonderfully enough, you have total control over the price you pay. So if you're not happy with any part of your life, decide what you would like to have in life, clearly. Determine the price you'll have to pay and get on with it. You know, someone once said that the two keys to success are simply get going and keep going. And that's
awesome.
What I've learned is get going and keep going, whatever it is.
And you're still going, and we're so happy you are. Brian, the best place that folks can find you and all the great stuff that you have to offer is where?
Well, come to BrianTracy.com. And if you're a business owner, take our business growth strategies personal assessment on your business. We'll give you a completely free 30-part analysis of your entire business, your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, your breakthrough possibilities at no charge. And then we'll show you how to get there step by step. BrianTracy.com/BGS, business growth strategies.
And that's Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. It's interesting. Folks, I have my Facebook open, and folks will post and send me little comments during the entire show. And you've really sparked a chord with somebody with the learned helplessness. Margaret posted, now that sounds like it's going to change my life. So, Margaret, I know you're listening, and thank you for the post. And we've had lots of posts all the way through the show.